Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Did you hear that there will be a street parade today in celebration of the holiday in front of our building?
I saw the news this morning, too. We'd better hurry to the airport since heavy traffic is expected all over the city. Should we leave right after the meeting?
Good idea. Since the flight departure time is 9 in the evening, we should arrive there 2 hours before, at the latest.
We're finishing a little over 5, so we can leave at 6. That should give us enough time.
All right. Just remind me when we should get ready. Number 32. Where are the speakers? Number 33. Why is the traffic jam expected? Number 34. What time will the speakers leave? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Casey. This is Brandon Alexander from Pablo Water Company. We found out that you haven't paid your bill for the last 3 months.
I know, but there was a problem. I haven't been receiving my bills since I moved into my new apartment. Didn't I give you my new address before?
Let me check. According to our database, your address is 809 Orchard Avenue. Is that correct?
No, that's my old apartment. I thought I had informed every company of the new address, but I must have forgotten your company. Let me tell you the new one.
Number 35. What is the purpose of the call? Number 36. According to the woman, what was the problem? Number 37. What will the man probably do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hi, Angela. Hi, Daniela. How are the trainees in your departments going? I know you've had to train several new bank cashiers this year.
They're doing really well. In fact, as of this month, I no longer have any trainees. Mine became all full-time cashiers.
5 out of 6 trainees in our department became full-time, too.
That's perfect. Now that you have enough cashiers, do you think some of the more experienced ones might be interested in training to become a loan officer?
I heard the loan department is a bit short-handed.
That is true. And since we might have a couple of loan officers who are transferring to another location next month, we definitely need more people in the loan department.
I can certainly ask them. I'll send you the names of anyone who's interested.
If it's that urgent, we'll put that in our top priority. We can let you know by the end of the day tomorrow, right, Angela?
Number 38. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 39. What does the man say he wants to do? Number 40. What do the women say they will send the man tomorrow? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
It's almost our lunch break. Let's try something different for lunch today. How about some Indian food at the restaurant down the street from our office? They've recently opened and have become quite famous for tasty food.
Oh, I already took my family there last weekend, but it was not as impressive as people say. There were too many people, and the service wasn't good at all because it was too busy.
Really? I had no idea. Where should we go then?
Actually, why don't we just have some delivery food and eat here? There is still much to be done before the afternoon's meeting. Number 41. Where is the conversation probably taking place? Number 42. What does the man say about the restaurant? Number 43. What will the speakers probably do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. You have reached Dr. Henry's office. This is Laura. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Joel Phillips. I'd like to reschedule my appointment today at 3 o'clock to another time tomorrow. Is that possible?
I'm afraid the appointments are already fully booked for this week. Mr. Phillips, you've already waited 2 weeks to make this reservation, and you really should have your teeth examined. Is there any way you can come today, as arranged?
I know, but I am at an urgent meeting with my client right now, and I might not make it to the 3 o'clock appointment. Well, I'll try to conclude everything quickly in the meeting so that I can arrive at your clinic on time. Thank you.
Number 44. Where does the woman work? Number 45. How long did it take for the man to make a reservation? Number 46. What does the man say he will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Did you hear that Mr. Russell has been promoted to the general manager of our headquarters in New York office?
I wasn't told, but I knew that he would be promoted soon. He deserves the position for his dedication and effort. Anyway, what's going to happen to his vacancy then?
As far as I know, the company will be hiring his replacement in our office and another secretary to work with him in the head office. Since he will relocate to New York in May, the recruitment should be expedited in this month. Do you have anyone in mind?
Well, I have a friend whom I used to work with. She is a hard worker and she's in between jobs at the moment. I'll just call her and ask if she's interested.
Number 47. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 48. What does the woman mean when she says,
I knew that he would be promoted soon.
Number 49. What will the woman do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Langston. I asked you to come in today because our current shipping company is not quite satisfactory. We've heard that your company provides good services at reasonable prices, so tell me about your company.
Yes, Miss Wilson. I'm pleased to introduce to you what we do. Before doing so, however, could you please tell me about your company's needs first, so that I can suggest our services to meet your requirements?
Well, we manufacture heavy machinery, such as tractors and cranes. We cover deliveries on our own, except for international orders. That's why we're outsourcing these overseas orders to businesses like yours.
We specialize in international deliveries. I'd also like to know your priorities regarding product shipments and reasons why you found your current contractor unsatisfactory. Number 50. Why did the woman invite the man? Number 51. What kind of company does the woman work for? Number 52. What is the woman most likely to do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Here is my car key. By what time do you think I should get back to pick up my car?
After rotating the tires and changing the oil, we still need to perform a safety inspection at the end. Because we are currently pretty busy working on other customers' cars, yours should be done by 5, I think.
Can I come by 6:30 then? I leave work at 6 and it takes about 30 minutes to come here.
Sure, you can come by any time before 8, and that's when we close.
Can you tell me where the nearest bus station is? I have to go back to the office soon.
The bus stop is about 200 metres down the street. There are buses going into the city every 10 minutes or so.
Thanks. Can you give me a call if the work finishes early? I need my car back as soon as possible.
Number 53. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 54. According to the woman, when does she expect to be back? Number 55. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Ms. Lena. This is Peter Lewis from CPM Industries. I'm calling regarding your interview last week. We've made a decision to offer you a job as a graphic designer.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. It's a relief to hear the news. I've been waiting for your call. I believe working for CPM Industries is a perfect opportunity to use my skills and abilities for my future career. I accept the offer.
Oh, great. When do you think you can start working?
I'll need at least 2 weeks to notify the company and find a suitable replacement.
Okay, I'll make a note of it. You also need to come down to our office to fill out some papers. Let me know when it will be more convenient for you. Number 56. Who is the man calling? Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says,
"It's a relief to hear the news"?
Number 58. According to the man, why does the woman have to see him? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Carol, I tried to book the room for the whole team for the conference in Arlington, but all the hotels in town are full. We should have made the reservation sooner.
Well, I know a hotel about 20 miles outside the city. Let me check online first. I'm sure they'll have enough rooms available for the team.
20 miles. We'll have to rent a van to commute each day, so we may end up going over our travel budget.
Actually, I think we'll be fine. Hotels located outside the city tend to be less expensive. The money we'll be saving on rooms can be used to rent a van.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's check with the hotel.
Number 59. What problem are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. What solution does the woman suggest? Number 61. What does the man imply when he says,
"That makes sense"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Richard, did you get any messages from the technical support team about my desktop? All my data about the presentation for our new clients were stored in that computer, and I cannot open any of it.
Well, I called them this morning again, but they said that they won't be able to send someone until tomorrow, around 3.
Oh no, that's going to be too late. I'm meeting with one of the new clients to propose ways to boost the sales in her company. It is my first time to meet her in person, and I need to make a good impression to win the contract. Could you please call them again and ask them to take a look at my computer?
Sure. I understand how important the presentation is to execute the contract. I'll let you know after making the call. Number 62. What problem does the woman have? Number 63. When was the technician supposed to arrive? Number 64. What will the man do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
What will we do to thank the major sponsors of our museum this year? It's almost November, and we should do something to remind them of us.
Well, let's do more than just send out thank you cards like we did last year. How about making picture frames with our museum's name and logo on them?
Hey, that's actually a good idea. In that way, they could always remember us every time they look at the frame. However, we have to make sure the frame looks elegant and stylish and not like a free giveaway.
I have an idea. I know a premium gift shop on Main Street which handles personalized gifts, such as cups and trophies. They're only a block away from us. I'll stop by their store after lunch.
Actually, they just moved to a new location at the corner of Beacon Street and Carton Avenue across from Boise Cafe. Let me call them first to find out whether they take large orders.
Number 65. What do the speakers want to do? Number 66. What did the organization send out last year? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What number shows where the gift shop is located? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Welcome back, Helena. Did you have fun during the holiday?
More than I can say. I had a wonderful time.
Where have you been? I spent most of my vacation time repainting and repairing my house.
I went to Thailand with one of my friends. There was a beautiful beach in front of the hotel where we stayed. We loved the beach so much that we stayed there 5 days, instead of 3 days we originally had planned.
Really? Actually, I went there last year too. I also liked the beach a lot. Did you do a lot of sightseeing?
We actually didn't do any sightseeing. We were more interested in swimming and relaxing on the beach. It was the most enjoyable vacation I've ever had, except that I got a little sunburn and it still hurts.
I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation.
Number 68. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. In which location has the woman decided to stay longer? Number 70. What does the woman say was the problem with her vacation?